while here this spring, no doubt from lack of legitimate work, and I decided I'd build myself a banjo. I play one, so I'm familiar with the basic form. Bunch of strings, thingamabobs to hold them to the end, and more up at the top so you can tighten or loosen them. I mean, even a banjo, it helps to be in some kind of tune. It's got a round pot made of wood, and some have a round brass metal piece on top of that to give it a ring. Banjos have a skin head or a store-bought plastic job pulled down over the pot, and, well, you need some kind of gizmos to hold it down tight, and better yet, to be able to tighten it up like a drum. Then there's a neck that has the fretboard and the peg head, and this has to fit up against the pot, and something has to hold it at the right angle so you aren't playing strings about half a foot off the fretboard, which makes playing a lot harder than it already is. I don't mean to make it sound complicated. I mean, early banjos were made out of gourds with some catgut for strings and a stick neck, and you just wailed on that thing like beating a drum. Banjo, not exactly as complex as a harpsichord or a saxophone. Seems doable. Seems like a person with the right attitude and a little nerve could just go at it, and a few days later might come out the other end with all his digits intact and an instrument that would sound at least okay, if not totally tolerable to most listeners. I think life is a little like that, meaning sometimes you have to wade out into the water. It isn't as deep as you think, and worst case, you can dog paddle. Too many of us think we're going to drown. Just flounder out there when the bottom drops out and then flail until we're worn out and finally just sink down into a watery grave. Why risk it? Why take a chance when there's all this dry ground to stand on and just look at the beach and the water from a safe distance? Well, lots of us do just that. I mean, I don't mountain climb and I don't race Formula Ones. Some things do seem risky. But nothing ventured, nothing gained, my old man used to tell me. Of course, he never figured I'd apply that to a career in art, and he probably felt bad for steering me down a rutted road. I remember when I told him I was building my own house. Silence on the other end of the phone was all I needed to comprehend his horror. Poor Karen, he was thinking, or so he told me later when he and Mom came to visit and view this construction debacle firsthand, and he fully expected some plywood lean-to drafty as a chicken shed and leak in the first rain. Instead, he drove up the drive to find a two-story house, sturdy and durable and hand-built with slate floors, mosaic tiles, curly maple staircases, stained glass transoms and side lights, custom-made doors, brick fireplace, handcrafted furniture, bird's-eye maple cabinetry, hardwood floors, cedar paneling on the interior wall, cedar on the exterior. A nice house, perfectly comfortable. Took 2 years to build. Best years of my life. Did I know what I was doing? Not really. Sometimes a purpose and a little faith in yourself will carry the day. Most things in life aren't rocket science, although that seems to be changing. Too often we're just afraid of failure. I guess I'm not. It seems like it's one way to learn what you need to learn to be successful, and anyway, sometimes they're not totally different. That's what art taught me. You have to be your own judge, finally, even if other people will too. So I'm making banjos. Some play well, some not. Some sound sweet, some not. Some are beautiful, some are a little like your kids, beautiful maybe only to you. Could I sell them, my friends ask, wondering, I guess, who needs this many banjos? Well, that wasn't my original intention, but then again, when I started making stained glass, it wasn't going to be my career either. Doesn't really matter. I'm not going to build houses for a living. I'm probably not going to be a banjo luthier. What I'm doing is what any kid does, just following my nose, trying stuff out, seeing what's fun and what isn't. In the meantime, I get to live in my house, I get to play my banjos, and hopefully my life will be my art. It's about all I can ask.